Alright. When you move this, it's a little bit dodgy. We've got to be careful this week.
Hold on. It's still going.
Yeah, okay. I've had mic issues. So when I did that, is it still going? Now I'm paranoid.
Yeah, it's going all the way up to the top.
You just keep an eye on that. Just look, give a glance over there from every time. So
every time you talk.
Oh, hold on. I haven't changed that bugger around. We can't see what the frame looks like. Oh, jeez.
Getting messages.
Oh, hold on.
It's all go. Graham, our sponsor.
What's he want?
He's got updates. Stats.
Last minute
key
updates.
Key events.
So I'm plum tuckered out.
Oh, that's exhausting.
We've
been watching rugby since
4:30.
I was watching the Fiji Samoa game before that.
How about we just talk about the situation in one of the war-torn countries around the world? How do you feel? Let's not get into Gaza, Palestine, free Gaza.
Demonetized. This is on your channel.
Yeah.
Never has one game
been
so potentially deciding onto how many YouTube viewers you would get on this podcast and my match review.
Indeed.
The fact that the All Blacks pulled that one.
It's not good for viewership.
I don't want to say pulled out of the fire, but the fact they held on at the death.
It's so good for our morale, our mental health, but not good for our bank balances.
Not good for the finances. But hey, everybody.
Boom.
This is a Saturday.
Immediately post the game, hence I don't wear rugby jerseys often.
Saturday edition of Two Cents Gets Distracted, a rugby podcast. Available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever else
you get your blooming pods, you can watch us. And we're a few beers deep.
We are many beers deep, including a spicy pickle beer.
We got a little wine over here afterwards.
Quite literally spicy.
Yeah, it was quite enjoyable. I enjoyed it.
No, it was something
pickle
a bit different.
Pickle spour with chili. Yeah. It was good.
We got the 2CGDian shot today.
That's good.
Usually, the microphones are working.
Usually we start there. My voice including has gone yours. A little bit with
you've been yelling a bit.
You've
been shouting. So we watched the Aussie game together.
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
We had
a great old, good old time.
We were under a bit of time pressure because we had to do a match review for that one before live streaming 2 hours of the All Blacks game. So the fact that game went plus 80 minutes and had water breaks, we were come on, let's get on with it.
I've got a theory.
Okay. And now we're here after the All Blacks game.
Yeah, after you've done your match review.
Yes.
If anyone watched the stream, they may have noticed and they may be a little bit judgy about how many bladder breaks I had to take.
Yes.
I was drinking. We're drinking.
There was
beers.
A bit of UTI talk.
Yeah, or perhaps. But in it only happens. I think when I'm out at the pub, I'm usually about like one piss for every beer I have.
Okay.
But it doubles. Okay. At least doubles when I'm nervous.
Right.
So I think perhaps it's my body's way of regulating my heartbeat.
Okay, maybe.
And it just you need to get away for a sec. You need to have a piss break and take a breath.
If I can make you feel a little bit better, when I was at university,
I
studied languages, and that involved doing oral examinations.
Yeah.
So it's just you and the teacher for like 15 minutes chatting in the language which you're learning.
Yes.
And without fail, 15 minutes before my scheduled oral exam, I desperately needed to take a shit.
15 minutes before.
Yeah, 15 minutes before.
At least not 15 minutes into it.
Yeah, clear the bowels to prep. So there's just a physical response to the nervousness.
So when I'm on the golf course, I can smash a few beers. And I maybe need to take one piss.
Mm.
Perhaps. When I'm
you took like six or seven pisses during that game.
Eight or nine.
Maybe.
I think I took about three or four in the first half. Two at half time, maybe three or four in the second.
Yeah.
It's a modern marvel.
I didn't have to go once.
You're incredible. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
It's strange.
But hey, we got through it. Generally with this podcast, we talk a bit of shit. And
what's been going on, Toads? What have you been doing since I last saw you?
I've been sitting
5 minutes
with
ago.
You watching very stressful rugby all day.
Yeah.
High intensity,
I saw you
great
in the
rugby.
Daytime, and it's now like 10 p.m.
Yeah, this is the drunkest I've ever been on the podcast. You know how most people...
You're drunk. Might be a sliver of truth to it this time.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of times where people say, what about that drunk guy? And I'm always like, I'm not drunk. I've had like one and a half, two beers, max, and like I can handle that. But we're a few deep here, and yeah, this is the most alchemized I've ever been on the podcast, but I think I'm maintaining my composure relatively well.
As best you can. The good thing is, if you seem naturally drunk when you're not drunk,
then people are just like, it's just Tony just being Tony.
Yeah, doing Tony.
Yeah, exactly.
Tony doing Tony things.
But I got that little drunken haze over the world.
Okay.
But I'm fucking happy.
World's a happy place.
It's a good place right now.
It still hasn't rained.
We have a place together. I live, which you don't live far away.
Yeah, I live down the road. Like,
not that far. Maybe, I don't have a, I was going to do a little bit of a, what's,
you talk.
Drive time to Eden Park right now.
Okay. You
traffic will die down a little bit.
Traffic will be a little bit worse than normal.
I reckon
10 kilometers.
I reckon
18 minutes drive at the moment. 18
minutes drive, and it's usually about maybe 15, 14
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah.
So 10 kilometers away. We run 10 kilometers.
Yeah.
Not far.
Not really.
And it's been bone dry all night.
It was like, pissing down at the stadium. Yeah,
we were like, it looks like a beautiful starry night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very odd. So the rain clouds, God decided that the rain would favour the All Blacks. So they put a bit of rain over the stadium and, okay, I don't need to jump into rugby chant too quickly, do I?
Well, that's true.
Oh.
It's a bit borderline.
It is.
You're off to China.
I'm off to China. I need you. Oh,
that's why we're recording early.
Yes, yes. Because
Tony has to. Otherwise. He's leaving
on a jet plane. I don't know if I can sing with my throat.
But you'll be back again.
I will be back. I'll be this time next week. I'll be back.
Yeah, exactly.
Watching
more rugby, All Blacks against South Africa. Feeling,
I won't be as stressed. Like, this was the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, struggling not to talk about rugby right now. We will talk about rugby very, very
Tony's
shortly.
Going to China for work.
I'm going to China for work, but I'm arriving back in New Zealand on Saturday morning. So it's a fleeting visit. You know, this time next week I'll be back in Aotearoa.
You know who else is in China right now?
Your parents-in-law.
My in-law.
Yeah.
So they arrived on the 11th of May.
Celebrate good times.
Almost as good as that Eden Park was.
And you're pretty sure that they're not viewers of Two Cents Kitchen Show.
YouTube is blocked in China.
So I'm not going to be able to check out how many views this pod gets.
No. From China.
Yeah, it's less than what it would have got if we lost. Yes. But for those of you who are watching from South Africa, we appreciate you.
Yes.
We appreciate
it was a ding-dong battle.
Yeah. Did we just get into it? Like, we're struggling. We've been talking about so many.
You're looking forward to going to China? Any fears? Anything you're looking forward to in particular?
I have. It's weird because I leave on Monday night at midnight. So basically I leave Tuesday morning. And then I arrive.
Sleep on the plane. Arrive. Do you do your Tuesday? Kind of a bit groggy, time difference. Maybe not had a great sleep on the plane.
Yeah. And then I've got a whole Tuesday to get through.
Do you have work things to do on the Tuesday?
No.
Tuesday's no work.
But I don't have anywhere I don't know if I'll be able to get into my accommodation until later in the day.
Tuesday is like acclimatization.
Yeah, So I'll just maybe drop off my bags and stuff and have a little wander.
Okay.
Might do a little episode of.
2 cents on tour.
Distracted on tour,
yes.
Distracted on tour. Oh, what's interesting about...
Do a vlog, I'll upload it.
Yeah.
See, this is my friend's first impression. Complain about some stuff. Make a video like my top 5 complaints about my first day in China, and that's going to get a lot of views on that channel.
And you give me your your GoPro. I'll send you the footage.
Yeah, I will literally give you my GoPro.
Things I think is shit about this country.
I just got here.
It's too damn hot.
It's very hot. It's like 36 degrees or something.
I'm very tired.
They don't speak English.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm.
Do that, please.
I haven't met any North Harbour rugby supporters.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be fun. A little fun little video. But other than me going to China, your grandparents, your parents-in-law leaving the country.
They've gone back to China.
You and I have sat in a room together.
For many hours.
To
which, like, after 3 or 4 hours sitting in the same room together, your partner came into the room.
Said it smelled.
And said, it smells like boy in here.
Yeah. It could have been the 18 piss breaks that I took.
Maybe.
Yeah. But anyway, we got through it, and boy, oh boy, we're happy. We got a sponsor.
We do. Brought us these beers. I bought these beers because I figured I wanted a dry track, and it's a dry hopper.
We thought it was going to be a dry track.
Then it rained.
That rained 10Ks away.
Yeah.
Dry hop pilsner.
Yeah.
It's good. I like this beer.
Sports forecast.
Oh, yes. I don't know if the greatest rugby championship could have really competed with what was on offer today on two cracking matches. Two bangers.
Yeah, two from two this weekend, rugby championship.
Yeah, real high quality.
Every week's been good.
Yeah, real high quality shit.
Yeah.
Really, really enjoyed
it. And next week's games are no more predictable based on the results that we just saw. Both results are looking like they could be absolute bangers again.
Tighter than a nun's vag. I love it.
That's how you go. Going into this one, according to Sports Forecast, where you can get all your, you know, predictions and stats, New Zealand were 65% chance of winning the thing because we won from one, and South Africa because they had dropped the result at home already.
Does it take anything, Eden Park in? Parking into the this was, Alco?
It tapes home advantage, but not Eden Park advantage.
Which I think you should, it's getting it really into the weeds if you go stadium by stadium. Park is its own beast.
Yeah, and the Aussies were like 60-odd% chance to win against Argentina, which is not by any means like a...
And they pulled that one out of the fire.
It's not a sweeping prediction. Like, the All Blacks were 65%. So again, both those results predicted to be fairly tight.
Yeah.
And the Aussies result didn't affect the overall chances too much, but that All Blacks win has taken us up to 81% chance in the rugby championship.
Ba-boom.
Yeah, I think the key one is that the Box dropped a game at home. If they'd gone 2-2 against the Aussies, it's looking a different picture.
Well, the Box scraped through on their second game, and they've got us again, and then they've got an Argentinian team that is playing as good as I've ever seen an Argentinian team play. So, it's not a smooth run home for them.
Argentina didn't do the thing where they fall off a cliff after the win that they just had.
Let's remember, they won a test match against the Lions this year as well.
This is true.
Yeah. Quality squad. I think a little blip on their record this year has been those losses that they had against England, a downgraded England squad. But were they playing their full strength?
Mixed. They didn't have some of their French-based guys because they were being rested.
Okay.
Because the French guys don't get a break. Mm. You know, the French-based guys don't have an off-season.
No. They get like absolutely ring dry, don't they?
Yeah. So he's got New Zealand in the driver's seat. This win has bumped their chances up by 20%.
Boom.
And then Australia is now like a legit kind of challenger team at the moment. South Africa with that losing bonus point. Not completely out of it.
Thank you so much, Sports Forecast, for the ongoing support.
It's a regular sponsor. We love it.
Yeah, if you want to go on there, it's a really good site if you like to get into the weeds and the stats.
Yeah, or having a wee flutter.
Yeah, exactly. Have a wee flutter. And I find it a really, really interesting point of insight going onto their site is where the science differs from what the bookies are saying.
Yeah.
And that can be a really good spot to put a couple of bucks on. Mm. Always bet responsibly.
Yes.
Mm. We're not sponsored by any betting company whatsoever.
I've been offered a couple by betting companies, but never taken them.
Mm. Fair enough. If you want to have a flutter, do so responsibly.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I did an ad for a South African insurance company recently. Mm. Pineapple.
If you need your bomb squad to blow up your car... Pineapple.
So if you've seen me on Pineapple socials on Facebook, drop it a like. I'm sure they would appreciate it. They might have me back.
But boom. You really... do you think you doing a plug on my channel is going to help you get a more Pineapple Express?
Don't know.
Indeed. Marky Mark.
And the Funky Bunch.
Should we talk some rugby, sir?
The old Ramfurly Shield, eh?
Southland after a terrific win. Against Waka Change came up against an unstoppable force in the form of Canterbury. It was a shame.
You know, the best thing about talking about this podcast on a Saturday is I haven't had time to see Auckland lose to Tasman yet, because that game's tomorrow. That's a Sunday game. So there's still hope.
And Bay won today as well.
Yeah.
Should we do
our other sponsor?
Wait, do. I don't have my phone.
Okay. Do. Baywatch sound.
Do. Some people stand in the darkness. I can't. My voice is totally gone. Oh.
And the light's gone. It didn't stand the singing.
Yeah, it cannot. You should have a tinker with that.
Go on.
Are we still recording on one? Even though I'm fucking with it?
I think so.
Some people stand in the darkness, afraid to step into the light. Oh, God, this thing is shit.
Technical Issues Podcast.
It's the podcast where we have technical issues.
We don't have a producer.
Yeah. If you want to be our producer and you live in the West Auckland... Oh, I was talking over there. Thinking they gave me. If you want to be our producer and you live in the West Auckland region...
And you work for free.
And you work for free, feel free to hang out with us while we record a podcast every week. Yeah. Canterbury. And you're not a complete psychopath.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Too. Canterbury 15414. That's a bit of a hiding.
I'm a little bit paranoid because I went off for 10 minutes.
Yeah, you did.
I'm still going?
You're still going.
Yeah, okay, good.
I think.
On channel 2, is it going up and down when I speak?
It is indeed.
Fantastic. That's good.
Manawa 2 beat Waikato.
We seriously do.
Hawke's Bay beat Wellington.
All right, okay. We could talk NPC at the end, all right? I cannot put rugby chat starts now and get people okay. to...
Sorry, Pete.
Rugby chat starts now, you have to wait.
There are other games on.
Australia-Argentina. Should we start with that ding-dong battle?
Surely everyone's here for Eden Park.
You reckon? I reckon. So, Eden Park. It's a stadium in New Zealand. Some people call it New Zealand's home stadium, New Zealand's national stadium.
Namely, the people who run Eden Park have marketed it as New Zealand's national stadium. We do not have a national stadium.
Yeah. But it's a good place to play rugby if you're the All Blacks.
We tend to win there a lot.
Yeah.
But you know the guy from Rugby Forecast?
Yeah.
He reminded me that there is a team who has won at Eden Park in an international test match recently, who was not the All Blacks.
Scotland.
Scotland beat Samoa.
Yeah, well done.
So
it's a happy hunting ground
for the Scots, and the ABs.
Yeah. They're like, they can say, we've got a Eden Park victory.
But, sorry, yeah. Other teams.
Yeah, that was an odd day. I saw some Scottish rugby jerseys around, and I was like,
what's going on? What
the fuck? But yeah, I have been... Like I said to you before the game started, what this game reminded me of was during the World Cup, before the Irish quarterfinal, if we lost that game, it would have felt like a real loss.
Yeah.
It would have felt like we had underperformed and it would have been very, very disappointing.
Mm.
I think in the eyes of a lot of All Black fans and New Zealanders, the fact that that particular squad made it to the World Cup final and lost was ultimately devastating in the moment. But if you said that to us at the beginning of the tournament, it would have been an overachievement. Losing at Eden Park would have been devastating.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been ruminating and thinking about this all week. Especially yesterday, just driving around going, yeah. I'm like, just thinking about the highball and thinking about bloody Christie at halfback and how we were going to manage things and what the splits were going to be and all that sort of stuff, squads all week.
Mm.
It's a massive relief. And to me personally, winning at protecting this record against the Springboks at Eden Park is bigger than the Rugby Championship. That's just me.
It is one of those things because, I mean, there's been a few people who have been, like, maybe just sick of the hype, but kind of shitting on it. Like, oh, it's just a stadium, you know, like it doesn't mean anything, but it does.
Yeah, it means a lot.
It's a fucking 30-year record.
That's immense. It's huge.
That's just something cool.
It's since we were kids, you know?
Quite literally.
Yeah.
My dad sent us a message after the game saying that, like, well, because he's in a kind of bad way medically at the moment, he just said,
yeah, that kind of
that record. I mean, unless the fucking Wallabies beat us,
which could happen,
but he said it's probably not going to be broken in my lifetime,
which felt
like damn, yeah, like,
yeah, that kind of hit,
yeah,
100%.
It's a legit thing,
and we found ourselves somehow in the midst of the Kiwi lads post match with the a couple of South African chaps, and I said that's kind of a World Cup for us, just particularly, and they said, how sad, and I was like, no, nah, man, World Cups happen every 4 years. It's a 30-year record, man. Like, once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, like, there probably won't be anything like that ever again.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, so we can, if we can string it out for 3 more years, 2 more years, yeah. 1 more year, every win is special.
Yeah.
You know, and we got to really, really enjoy it. Like, it's an absolute fortress. And if you want to take that record off us, you better fucking
it's gonna be come a, with like everything. Whoever takes that record, because it'll happen one of these days, that's going to be a highlight moment of those players' careers. Yeah. Like, you think about the Irish guys who won in Chicago.
Yeah.
Like, that's a career, like, achievement. Like, some of those Irish players haven't had anywhere near the career of, like, a Brian O'Driscoll, but they beat New Zealand, which is something yeah. he never did. You know what I mean?
None of them have won a knockout game in a World Cup either.
Boom.
But, yeah, and people were saying, like, this was going to be a massive moment for the South African team who have done so much, that this yeah. is one of the last mountains to climb.
For some of these guys, like, who've won a couple of World Cups and are ending, like, the you know, entering the tail end of their careers, that would have been a great feather to put in the cap before hanging the boots up.
Yeah, we ended the streak.
Yeah, we and, are that team.
And they're not.
Not this time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's wildly, wildly satisfying.
So I find it a meaningful record. Whether yeah. other people think so or not, for me it's
considering the amount, like even before we were talking about, and you, it was like in the mouths of the New Zealand public, this record this year, we were getting comments towards the end of last year from South Africans saying, wait till Eden Park, wait till Eden Park, wait till Eden Park. We had our 100th episode thing. It's like some guy did a poem about, I'm in the dark, I don't give a fuck, we'll wait till Eden Park. You know, like, you know, that it was clearly meant a lot to you guys. It would have been a huge, and it would have been fitting to lose it to a team that quality. But
such a traditional rival as well.
So, yeah, but so, and we knew what an absolute mammoth challenge it would be to turn away this team who have beaten us
four times in a row, beat us in a World Cup final. That would have been, you know.
Yeah, keep it. And you're like, what people are saying, what makes it so special? Like, in a way, it's what we're talking about, how much it means to us, you know, and it obviously means a huge amount to the All Blacks too.
Yeah.
You know, they turned up ready to do the business. Like, we never looked like we were going to have it. We obviously, Malcolm Marks got one and Reinhardt got one from a dominant. Oh no, that was a Marks one with the, from the dominant scrum.
Scrum, yeah.
But I think just in general play, we didn't look like we were going to get broken apart very often by the South African squad.
No,
they were up on D. They were playing with intent. They were playing a massively physical game.
Well, given how long this game has been just hyped up and built up, and given Rassie's history of 6-2, 7-1 midfield lineouts and like all this other stuff.
That was satisfying.
I was
that guy.
I don't want to say disappointed, but instead of going for something elaborate or like out of the box thinking, at least especially in the first half and until he started bringing on some of his subs, it was kind of just like it was the opposite. It was more conservative.
Yeah.
It's let's play a couple of phases, put up some high balls. The All Blacks are shit at high balls. Why not pepper them with high balls? See how it goes. It starts raining. They're going to probably be even more likely to drop some high balls.
I think,
I think that, like, just because of how long, like, if he was going to have a master plan, if he was going to have a move or a tactic or a something to kind of to do, this would have been the game to unleash some of that stuff. But they did like one trick play, and it didn't pay off in the first half, but then in the second half they brought on some of the subs and, like, you know, Sasha Feinberg and Gomazulu, Cobus Reinach and some of these other guys, and
like, they started playing some really good footy. Yeah, I feel like the team that eventually takes this record from us is gonna not grind us into the ground. They're gonna go out and fucking win it. You know, like, you have to go out and take it. And I think for 60 minutes of that game, they were just trying to grind into a game and squeeze us into mistakes, which is a really, really great tactic internationally. But just whatever the hoodoo is, like, wherever we got to where we were in advantageous positions, we made it pay. And we spoke about it in your post-match post-match press conference.
Yeah.
I'll put your post-match thingy. call it a thingy.
Match review.
That the big difference in the game was the fact that when the All Blacks were on attack in the red zone, they were clinical and they made it pay.
They scored.
We had territory of 40%. They had 60%.
Yeah.
But we were able to get over the line.
Second half was like 65-35.
We were able to get over the line with relative ease. We had to play pretty hard for that Tupaia try at the end. And I felt like there was a little bit of slow ruck move.
So
ruck
slow, close range phases.
But they did the job. They did do the job. I could see them dropping the ball there, but they did the job in tight that drew the defenders in, and Tupaia was able to take advantage of that by some guys sliding off. So it did work out in the end. But the Ngāruawera try was magic.
Oh, the All Blacks started the game really well.
Hits in a roll. Absolutely hits in a roll.
Cross kick to Ngāruawera, who unfortunately got himself injured, but that one play he made was amazing enough in itself. And then the second try, that one was from the 50-22. Then there was the wee Satiti pop lineup ball to Will Jordan. Again, a couple of South African missed tackles.
Yeah.
14-0 was a great start.
Fantastic start. We were on fucking cloud nine.
Some of the...
It's a pretty good first half, I thought.
Yeah, first half was a proper ding-dong battle, although the scrum for us didn't go well either half.
Oh, the scrum. I did not feel too worried about the scrum.
Scrum was one area I was like, it's going to be fine. I said, whether the backs can click.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought we might even dominate these guys at scrum time.
We just got mothered. We got mothered way worse than the Wallabies got mothered by this Springwell pack.
Yeah.
Fucking smashed apart.
Yeah.
Jason Ryan is not going to be a happy man.
We haven't seen the All Blacks monstered like that for...
I've never seen a scrum that would lead to the Reinach try.
The Marks try.
The Marks try, sorry.
Where they just...
rode over
That was
us.
Like a tier two team.
Yeah.
That was like Namibia playing the box where they
I
just roll
over. I did not see
them.
That coming. And we were just watching like this.
Yeah, we were flabbergasted.
Flabbergasted. Holy shit. You and I have been talking on the internet a lot today, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
How many words on the internet?
Too many. Too many.
Internet words coming out of our mouths.
But yeah, you're right. We took the early chances.
We did.
It looked like we were going to... Oh, are we going to run away?
And I just was like, let's piss it in.
They kept making mistakes.
I want
knock-ons. Like at one point, Pollard has the ball, spins it wide, and it just goes straight into touch. I think you were taking a piss at the time, and it was just like... Oh man, it's just like I just looked at it, I was like, it's just not clicking for them.
It's just one
of those days
where
everything they touch turns to shit. It turns to a knock on, it turns to a Malcolm Marks like fuck up at the line out because he can't hear the call, free kick. It's the Grant Williams knock on from a line out. It's just not gonna happen. Poor kicks.
Are we jacking ourselves off a little too much here that we played well and they played badly?
Oh, it's not. I think they created more chances than we did.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you replay that game again, South Africa don't miss that many chances.
Fucking, Pollard missed a kick.
Yeah, Pollard missed a kick. He doesn't do that. Jordy Barrett missing one was like, oh, fuck.
That was maybe for
World Cup final. No. Don't do it, Jordy.
Yeah.
You can see the pained look on his face as well when he missed that kick and when he conceded a penalty, which led to Pollard's shot at goal.
Which was him. He got penalised for going up for a kick. For a catch. That was one of the worst penalties.
Yeah.
I know that there's a lot of bockies saying there was, but from my view, that was a terrible penalty.
Yeah.
One of the worst. Anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But
it was 14-3 halftime.
That's right.
Looking like not comfortable, but like we're looking all right.
I would have taken that. I would have bitten your arm off for that at halftime.
Yeah.
Absolutely bitten your arm. And they never looked like they were in a position to threaten our line in any way.
No, not really.
Yeah. It was a great half of footy. And then we kick off and it's immediately panic stations.
Yeah.
Heart rate goes to the roof immediately. Oxenshay looks like they get scrappy ball at the back of our line out after we look like we secured it. A little bit of a mishap with Finley Christie, who I think started the game well, put in a good solid effort for the first half, but kind of fell away in the second half. You know, he made a little bit of something happened at the back. He was involved. They get the ball. Oxenshay looks like he's going to put it down. And Rico.
Rico, that's a miracle play.
Rico.
That's what I'm talking about.
Was he miracle fire lunged the crap out of
Like, if you play all those moments again, You know, like, does Pollard miss that kick? Does Malcolm Marks fuck up that lineout? Does Grant Williams knock on? Does Rico make that stop? Like, a lot of those are kind of like the thing that's more unlikely to happen.
Yeah.
Happened.
Jordy Barrett stopping the Maul try in the quarterfinal against the Irish. Yeah. One of these moments.
Yeah. It's just enough of those key moments went our way in this one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, does Rico, because Rico didn't get that much ball, did he?
I thought he did okay.
Did he do enough in that game? I mean, obviously he's going to get all the plaudits for the try save.
Well, yeah, I think that was as good as a try, that.
Yeah.
It really was.
Great defensive play.
I thought the back line looked fine. I think it was probably the best game that our man Proctor has put in for a while as well, just on defense as well.
Like, yeah.
We've got to rate these guys. We rate our backs very much on what they do on attack, but we've also got to keep in mind what they're...
It's only half the game, and in this case, it's less than half the game because we spent a shitload of time defending.
Yeah. Yeah, and just, I think the fact that we spent so much time on defense was actually an indication that our line-out was scrappy and our scrum was poor.
The scrum was poor.
Yeah, we weren't able to get a foothold in the set piece, and that just kept us plugged down on our end every time we got an opportunity to get out.
Because a knock-on, which leads to a scrum, and if a scrum
on our end, we try
if
and get
a scrum
out.
Leads to a penalty, then you're back down your own end.
Yeah, yeah, and then we get a penalty, we try and get out, we have a scrum, a line-out that misfires, we're still plugged down our end, and that kind of felt like the story of the second half. But it was almost like we just were able to, like, defend and defend and defend and defend long enough for the game to finish.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know, that's a weird way to put the game, but...
You remember you've used that old saying, you say that the All Blacks never lose a game, they just run out of time?
Yeah.
Do you think if that's a 100-minute game, do the Springboks run us down in that second half?
Nah.
You still think we hold on?
We hold on, we win that game. We're a better team at Eden Park. I'm not going to say that we... Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we won. It's an 80-minute game. We won it, mother truckers. Oh, so good. So good.
What'd you make of the Quacker Smith yellow card?
I think it was yellow card every day of the week. It was cynical. It was, in every essence of the word, a...
professional foul.
That's not a word, but it's what a professional foul is. Like, we're hot on attack. We've got advantage. We're in an incredibly advantageous position. He deliberately and cynically tries to come around the ruck and kill the ball. Yeah, 10 minutes, no warning, out, piss off. Like, it's not one of those, like, trying to roll away, but rolling away a little bit too slow, or trying to, like, pick up the ball, but accidentally putting your hands beyond the ruck. Those sort of, like, penalty calls, you're like, bugger, 50-50, it's cynical.
Yep.
You know what you're doing. It's a professional foul.
It's probably equivalent as if he's standing out on the wing and they're passing it out to Rico. Rico is the last man. If he goes over in the corner and gets it, it's try time, but he sticks his mid out and blocks it. It's the same kind of thing.
I would like to think if the shoe was on the other foot, we could, I know you would.
Yeah.
Maybe I would be like, oh, there wasn't a warning or anything like that. But
see it as the same way.
See it the same. I know, I really am certain you would. I'm not certain I would. But I know, yeah, I think you would call it absolutely down the middle. And I'd be the one going, yeah, but there wasn't any warnings.
Yeah.
What about the warnings?
Yeah, one thing that pisses me off when I watch rugby is when a team hot on attack gets advantage and you're thinking, oh, fuck, what are they going to do here? They could do anything because they've got a free play. And then one of the defending teams just kills it. I fucking hate it when the Crusaders do it with a fucking fury. But... often the refs just blow it up.
Not a passion, a fury, this man.
Often the refs just blow it up. Oh, it's a penalty. But sometimes the refs that are not fucking around just do card them. And I don't have a problem with that.
Mark.
That's me.
That's, you know what I'm chuffed about with this game?
You are chuffed about the fact that we won.
Yes. And what else?
You're chuffed about the
There's a few things.
Fact that D-Mac looked right under some high balls.
Yes, very chuffed about that. Not what I was thinking of that.
Okay, you're chuffed about the fact that our guys were able to win a bunch of turnovers.
Yeah, that was pleasing.
Artie got a win in his 100th.
Yeah, I am chuffed about all those things, but not the thing I was thinking of.
Oh, what's the thing you're thinking of?
We didn't concede a yellow card.
Oh, yeah. And we conceded the same amount of penalties as the opposition. 10 each.
Yeah. They had like a period where they conceded. Oh no, that was the Argentina game. Where they conceded a huge amount of advantages.
Yeah.
But I think the fact they had 60% of the ball plays into that. And the fact they got the yellow card wasn't an accumulation of penalties. It was the fact that it was a cynical play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's how she goes.
That's the thumb when thumb.
You're in the red zone.
When you're in the red zone.
Yeah.
And you do something cynical.
But
Quagga Smith's still the best bench player in the world for my money.
He's a fucking freak of a player.
He's so good. Yeah.
I think we needed that Tupia try because we could have taken the shot at goal.
We were stressed at that moment. Like, because they just scored.
If we get the penalty, it takes it back to a 2-score game.
Yeah, and we just saw us plugging away and, like, very slow. Like, we just needed to, like, have a little bit more, like, quickness at the breakdown. Even at the, like, you catch them on the hop, but we were just, like...
It's going to be a defensive gap, but it was so slow that you could see the South African line just sit. Like, okay, we're ready.
Yeah, ready for you to... Vahi, you ready? We're going to tackle you now. And it just kept on going and going and going. And... But then, yes, best HIA replacement we've ever had.
That was cracking.
Boom.
Again, a couple of defenders beaten.
Yeah.
For the line. But the South Africans weren't done.
No.
They got the Reinach try in reply.
Yeah.
And then Adi Savia looked like he'd won the game.
Oh.
With the turnover.
Doing this one.
Yeah.
Now else.
And then... We hadn't won the game, though.
Well,
we thought we had, because there was only like 20 seconds left.
It was a crucial moment. I felt a weird sense
of needing to pee.
That was weird. It was just throughout the game. I felt a weird sense of calmness come over me. And you were stressed. I felt like at the beginning of the game, I was like fucking all over the shop and like stressing out over every little and every collision and stuff like that. And you were quite calm. And then the last 5 minutes, you started... losing your powder, and I was like, okay, Mark's lost it, I'm gonna have to be the calm one. So you were like, this is the worst thing that could have happened. And I was like, you were not in a good space. I was like, it's gonna be okay, Mark, it's all right, just chill. Did you feel that?
You probably
did you notice weirdly somehow when we did get that turnover and the big moments, I did lose my rag.
You did.
But during the hard moments, I felt like I was there for you.
You were chill, yeah.
I was there for you.
Whereas then when we won, we kicked it out, you like erupted into and I was just like, I'm tired.
Exactly. I was able to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You.
I was like, thank God.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, you're the 2011 World Cup. I was 2015.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's a very apt way of putting it.
Yeah.
But
the reason we say that 2011 was all about relief, 2015 was all about joy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very true.
Mm. Thank God we won that. But yeah, so they were able to get that. Artie gets the turnover, and then there's fucking 15 seconds left on the clock, and I'm in my head going, this is how you close out games. I've seen this a thousand times. It's just a repeat, set. You've got enough men behind the ball. There's no way they can physically get the turnover. And something happens. I don't know who takes it up.
There were so many bodies in
there. It was Lomax or whatever. They come out with the ball with 2 seconds to go. And I'm like, what?
How does this happen? Why are they having the ball?
Yeah, I was just like, why did someone feel the need to, like... give me a rectal examination right in this moment, because I'm like, everything within me tensed, and I don't think I breathed for that period where they had the ball. But thankfully, we were able to not
once again put in a defensive shift.
They maintain their composure.
Yeah, you got to give them credit for that. Yeah. I'll throw a stat at you.
Throw a stat at me hard.
We had
boy.
24 missed tackles in the game.
We're still going good on the record.
Yeah.
A little bit paranoid from last week.
They had 25 missed tackles. So there's only one missed tackle difference in the game.
Yeah.
But we had a lot less ball, a lot more defending to do. So.
And they missed their tackles in bad areas of the field.
Yeah. I feel like that's like, if you were going to boil it down to one thing, I know the easy one to go is, well, the ref was shit. I feel like that's the one.
Yeah. Well, boil it down to the
boil ref. It down, if you want to boil it down to one thing, it's the fucking missed tackles in key moments.
Yeah. And the fact that we just played with a little bit more creativity, just a touch more.
Or were at least able to execute with those creative moments because they were a bit clunky.
And Ray's a bit rusty.
Yeah, for this one.
Yeah.
If you're rusty, do you go with those finishes from this game because they look so much sharper? Like you're Feinberg and Gomazulu and Reinach and whatnot?
I wouldn't be surprised. I think Feinberg and Gomazolo, it's such a horrible situation there. Like, I think Feinberg and Gomazolo is such a terrific player that he is such world class that deserves to be a starter on
most teams.
It's a real shame that Pollard's just so incredibly reliable because we're not able to see the... It's basically, imagine if 2005 Dan Carter was getting blocked by Andre Pollard. Well, I'm not saying that Sacha Feinberg and Gomazolo is as good as 2005 Dan Carter, but the reason we were able to find out how good Dan Carter was...
Because he got a chance.
He was the guy.
Mm.
And he's obviously not the guy. I think the fact they played... I think Manny Lobok is really a great player, but he's...
He's like a Carlos Spencer.
Yeah, I was literally about to say that. If you had a choice between Carlos Spencer, Andre Pollard, or DC, DC's the best player out of those three. Maybe Feinberg doesn't kick as well as DC. Maybe he doesn't have the smarts, but he's got the guy. He's got the raw talent. He's at 2004 point where you're just like, does he have it? And then he gets given these massive moments to show the world how the quality.
Mm.
And right now, he's not getting given the moments to show the quality, because he had a couple of beautiful little touches out there today. A little backhanded flick in traffic. At pace today, wasn't afraid to look at the outside. A fucking piercing pass. He's got it all. But does he have Andre Pollard or Grant Fox's boot? No. Is that important to the Springboks? Yes. Do you drop a player who gives you immediate 12 points? Hard to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Grant Fox built a
career on that with the All Blacks, didn't he?
Yeah, it's really, really hard to drop Andre Pollard and do it reasonably. And Andre Pollard is the player that you, in games you need to win, you start.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just bad timing, a little bit of bad timing, to be honest. Yeah.
It's a good game.
A cracking game.
Glad we won.
I'm glad we don't have to stress about it again. We did it.
Wellington will be an interesting one.
I'm finding it, like, I reckon that's a game, I think we will lose that game. I got the feeling because we're just...
we're going to do an Argentina. Like,
Put so much emotional energy into it. And even myself, like, I'm not playing. I don't think I'm going to get the call up from Razor this
week. Even you're not feeling it as much as you felt for this one.
If we lose next week, I'll just be like, oh,
thank God it wasn't in play.
Exactly. Like, exactly. We protected the thing that mattered. And do I want us to win next week? Oh, yeah, absolutely, 100%. And I'll be screaming at the television, jet-lagged and shit. But I'm not at all...
stressed.
I'm not at all as stressed. I'm like,
going to be taking 12 pisses during the game.
Yeah. Unless I actually have a UCI.
There you go.
Yeah, that was... Oh, what a game. What a game of footy.
Proper Springboks All Blacks action.
The real ding dong battle, and well done Springboks. We were worried. We were stressed about this one
for sure.
Yeah.
Haven't felt that way about Eden Park in a wee while.
Yeah, 100%. And next up, Aussies.
Eden Park.
Who can do it?
Speaking of Aussies,
cracking game.
Was it better than the Eden Park game?
I don't know. It was a different kind of game played in the blistering sunshine, taking heat breaks.
Water breaks.
Yeah,
not quite a sellout.
Home of the North Queensland Cowboys.
Quite a few Argentinians.
The most famous North Queensland Cowboy,
Jonathan Thurston.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quite a goal kicker himself, actually.
He was a hell of a goal kicker. Had a massive draw on it.
Yeah,
very, very a massive.
Left footed.
I
feel like he was left footed.
I think he was right footed.
Okay.
One of the crucial moments of his career, I think it might have been the 2013 grand final. He had a kick from the sideline from the right hand edge, but he has this massive draw on it, so he actually wants kicks on the left hand side to draw it in. But he draws it all the way and hits the post. And you're like, oh no. So it goes to Golden Point, and then a last minute try to get it to 16 all or whatever it was, and then a kickoff. I think it was might have been against the Roosters, and then the receiver drops the ball.
Ooh.
And then they set up for a field goal, gets a field goal, gets his fairy tale moment.
Oh.
Huge.
How many titles did he win?
I think he just won the one.
Okay.
Oh, no, he won one with, he actually won one with the Bulldogs very early on in his career.
Mm.
The game where Stephen Price got injured and couldn't play. And he gave his ring to Stephen Price.
Is that right?
You don't, yeah.
Rugby league chat.
Rugby. I love a bit of league. Love a bit of rugby league. Anyway.
Townsville.
Townsville, a cracking game. Absolutely fantastic game. The Argentinians, why do I struggle with that? Worth every pound of flesh they bring to this tournament.
21-7 at halftime.
They had a cracking first half. So a couple of the best tries, the weekend came from...
Both their wingers. Yeah,
oh.
Beautiful. Carreras and Delgui.
Just stunning. And like...
Both from scrum.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Set piece play. Like, you love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really, really nice. Those guys are playing with... Just the footwork is so, so nice. And it's nice because it's different as well. Like, the Aussies are, like, very, very great with their passing, their men and movement.
Mm.
The Wallabies are fantastic in terms of... No, sorry, the Springboks are great in terms of their overall physicality and their tactics.
Mm.
The the Blacks are generally fantastic in terms of their being able to be clinical and punish you at the moment you slip up. But that South American flavor is just tasty. It's just meaty and tasty and light. And their footwork is just so, so beautiful to watch. One of the best teams to watch in the world at the moment.
For sure. Those kind of tries are the ones that... Because some people don't like scrums. Yeah. Like...
I'm scrums, on the lines, by the way.
Scrums get more than half of the players all together in one spot.
They do.
Which means there's a whole bunch more space out there if teams look to exploit that space. Mm. And the fucking Argentinians just...
Oh, yeah.
Did it to...
Perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good.
So beautiful.
Really, really great. And, like, there was two moments, and, like, just to... we'll talk about the moments in the game in this moment, but... No, shortly. But in terms of the overarching game, the thing that I find most admirable about the way the Wallabies play was the fact they kind of lost the game twice.
Yeah.
They, in the end of the first half, it was a very similar scoreline to Ellis Park first test.
Mm-hmm.
22-3 or 22-7, and then this one was 21-7. You're thinking, Jesus, hard work from here.
Hard work to come back from here.
They managed to claw their way back into it, and then get themselves into a position to win the game.
It was 21-all, and they were the ones knocking on the door who looked the more likely team to score next.
Ellis Park, they just surged past and won the game comfortably. Playing a more quality opponent, they were able to... there's a little dig, by the way. The Argentina saying, playing a more quality opponent.
Oh, you're not talking about the box here.
Yeah, I'm talking the other way.
You're talking the other way around.
Anyway, playing against the Argentinians,
Tony can't help
Weepook. Playing.
We call them a shit stirrer.
Playing the Argentinians, they managed to get their noses in front, but then what was 77 minutes? 77th minute, they conceded a penalty. 50-50 penalty, but technically a penalty still.
Yeah, Tizano for not rolling. They got the Argies in front because it was tied up, and then it was 24-21 to the Argentinians, and it's like, oh, they've fucking lost it.
And then the fact that they were able to regain it, then regain their composure, pull it out of the fire.
They had two
once
chances
again
to just like, oh, let's just take a three.
Yeah,
let's just go for a draw. See if we can beat the All Blacks.
They had it. They could have thrown it over from where they had a penalty.
The second one for sure. I got to feel like they're thinking, we need to beat Argentina twice because then we'll be 3 from 4.
Yeah.
And then if we go for the All Blacks and can win one, and like maybe the All Blacks will drop one to South Africa, then we're in with a fucking chance here. But if we draw against Argentina, like then we've got to beat, potentially got to beat the All Blacks twice.
This is the tightest fucking rugby championship.
So good.
so tight.
I love it.
And there's going to be some serious, like, there's, and of recent times when we've played the Wallabies, like, we really enjoy it because it's, we're playing the Wallabies, and like the Springboks may be our traditional and biggest foe, but the Wallabies are our nationally our biggest foe. Like, in terms of, they're our big brother. They're just across the ditch.
For everything, when we're, like, at the Olympics, we're like, fuck, how many men? Oh, we got, yeah. There's many guys. Oh, fuck, look how many Aussies we got. Bastards.
Yeah. And then we work out how many capita.
We're like, per capita, we got you, you fuckers.
Yeah, exactly. Because we've all got Aussie mates. There's a lot of Aussies there here, and there's a lot of Kiwis over there. And we're very, very similar culturally.
We compare, like, we're always over there. We compare our salaries. We compare.
Yeah, we're like, very, very similar culturally.
Yeah.
And then, like, they're our biggest opponents in all in all sports.
Not just rugby.
Yeah. They wouldn't say the same about us because they like to play the card of us being the little brother and like, we didn't even realize it was a rivalry.
Yeah, exactly.
The fucking assholes. And that really gets under our skin. So the fact that this year's rivalry with the Wallabies, it's going to be spicy.
Spicy mid the bowl.
Yeah, I'm already moving on from the books. That was yesterday.
Sueli.
Oh, yeah.
Your league man.
Yeah, God. Sueli McWright. Oh, jeez. Jorgensen.
Oh. Love a bit of Jorgensen. The Aussie backline is fucking... Both those backlines are sexy today. I mean, to be fair, there was a lot of fucking scrums and stoppages in that game.
Yeah.
I don't know that it had as much flow as it could have, but when it got flowing, it looked fucking amazing.
It did look nice.
Yeah.
It was a game of rugby.
It was very good. I'm impressed, like, the Wallabies honestly didn't go for those penalties. They wanted to go for the regular.
Yeah, and they got it.
Yeah.
It was great. 20... You didn't want to wind, did you?
No, I got a drive letter.
Yeah.
21 apiece after being... Tupou was getting penalised early, wasn't he?
Yeah, he conceded two very early.
No-arms shots. No-arms. And then Kremer had a no-arms shot.
There was a sense of irony, the fact that he did two... the first one I thought was a little light, and I was like, okay, well, that's why they're going to roll it. The second one was definitely a no-arms shot.
Yeah.
And then he got a blatant no-arms shot on him. Nothing that was happened. Totally missed. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the hell?
I've never supported the Wallabies so much as I have in 2025.
And they were doing this nice little pop passing game where they were just trying to keep the ball alive, change the point of contact, get around the defenders. Like Ikitau with that second soil you try, the round the corner, around the tackler, like offload ball. Fuck me days, that was beautiful.
How good was that little try?
Yeah, exactly. Good.
So good. Look, there's some champagne rugby, some great skill. Ikitau is worth his weight in gold.
Yeah, he's a great player.
I think the Ikitau Soali'i combo is looking nicer and nicer.
It's looking better week by week, isn't it?
Yeah. Jeez, they're building a hell of a squad. I would just really, really think for their growth, they need to fucking throw the goddamn checkbook at Schmitty.
He's already said nah.
And Les Kiss.
Les Kiss. Yeah. Les loves a kiss.
He's taking the role, but...
Schmidt's got his family stuff to deal with, so I can't blame the man.
Yeah, but that's...
Sometimes money's not worth it.
Chuck him out at 5 mil? Like, what's the number?
I don't know, but Schmidt's a good coach, isn't he?
Oh, he's a cracker. He's a cracker.
He's making Eddie Jones look like a bit of a joker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. Stay in Japan, keep that yen. But yeah, two absolutely
great weekend of rugby.
Yeah, devastatingly good quality games of rugby.
I watched the first half of Fiji and Samoa.
Tell me about it.
Samoa were looking pretty good, but I know the final result and it didn't end well for them.
Oh, what was the final score?
It was like 38-15 or something.
Oh.
Yeah, they were leading.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
In Rotorua.
Why was it in Vegas?
Because Apia Park not fit for purpose or something. Yeah.
That sucks.
It does suck. And then Japan, some
people.
Yeah.
And Japan, what happened?
Japan's playing America tomorrow on Father's Day.
Japan should dust them pretty comfortably.
They should already.
Yeah.
Women's World Cup's going this weekend.
Yes. We're playing Ireland.
Yeah. I don't think any of the games have been played yet, have they? Because of the time difference?
Yeah, well, it's Saturday morning over there right now.
Yeah, none of the games have been played yet.
Yeah. Yes, very early.
There's one starting in 12 minutes if you want to watch Canada play Scotland.
Well, that's what we're going to be doing immediately.
And then we'll do a match review after.
Yeah, we could probably string There's so much rugby. Yeah, together.
11 o'clock, then 12:30. Like, there's the Kiwi lads. That's what Hamish does.
Yeah, it's like it's fucking. He basically does like.
He must have a clone.
He does a rugby telethon like every weekend.
Yeah, fuck, it's gonna can't be good for your health.
No.
I do like two live streams and I'm like, oh, God.
We only did one tonight.
I know we did one tonight, but I've done two in the past.
But it was exhausting. We did one tonight. We did one live stream, but we did two match reviews.
Yeah.
And then this. How long are we going for now?
5 minutes away from an hour.
It's still
like, long way of saying 55 minutes.
We've never done one shorter than an hour, so we need to talk.
Apart from those episodes where we've had technical difficulties and
we've had to kind of wrap it up. Yeah, those ones. Yeah, I really hope we're not going to have technical
difficulties. Well, I've got the backup going.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Surely. Well, I don't want to repeat this one. Oh. It's part of an insurance policy for myself.
Yeah, that would have been...
That would be a fucking nightmare.
Because the fact we've had to, like, talk about this game multiple times...
These are the ultimate, like, first world problems. Boo, what was me? I had to talk about rugby and have people listen to it. I had to talk about rugby
for so long. It was so hard. I'm elated at the moment. I'm in a state of elation. Would you say you are? Are you able to enjoy? Because I think the downs are down. You gotta enjoy the ups.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a weird one because it's not. I don't play for the team.
No, but that's what
sports is. Yeah, you know, you get invested in it, and then it felt like it just is a weight off the shoulders that like this pressure cooker situation.
You don't play for the team, but the team plays for us.
That's right.
You know, like we're the supporters. We're New Zealanders.
Yeah.
It's playing for our nation.
Yeah.
That's who we are. And they fucking did it again. And they did it in our... And like, I'm not saying that anybody, if you're in Christchurch or anywhere else in the country, it doesn't mean as much. But I appreciate the fact that it's my hometown as well.
You know, it's your ground that you've been to.
Yeah, exactly. Like... I've never seen the All Blacks lose there. I have seen the All Blacks lose, but I was in Wellington.
Yeah, I remember you went to the Argentina game last year.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen the All Blacks lose in person.
I have.
I've only seen them play at Eden Park in Hamilton, and we've won.
I've only ever seen them in Eden Park and...
I'm not saying we've never lost in Hamilton. I've never seen them lose in Hamilton.
When was the last time we lost there?
We lost to South Africa there.
Why the fuck were we playing South Africa?
I don't know.
Were we gatekeeping Eden Park?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Like playing the box at Eden Park. I'm glad they did it, though. They needed to schedule that fixture. 2013 is too long for a team that we play twice a year.
Well, to be fair, the two scheduled events in Auckland...
Yeah, we did have them in Auckland, and we won both of those.
But then they would have been at Eden Park, but there were two massive FIFA events. One was the like under the Youth World Cup.
Right.
And one was the Women's World Cup.
Right.
And we dusted you both times.
So it's bloody football.
Yeah. Damn football. FIFA events. Occupying the stadium. Yeah.
The old Garden of Eden.
Yeah. Garden of Eden. We got it done, mate. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Okay.
NPC. Cheers to Jimmy, who was on the live stream with us.
Yeah, thanks, Jimbo.
Cheers for the beers. He's a Hawke's Bay supporter, and his team got the job done.
Yeah.
Over Wellington.
And we appreciate you.
The other Bay. Have the other Bay played?
I don't know. Bay, the Harbour lost tonight.
Yeah, you guys lost the Counties.
Yeah, we lost. Oh, shit, actually.
22-19. I didn't see it.
We were in the lead for most of the game, and then we lost in the dying moments.
Oh, bugger.
Sucked.
You know, the other Bay hasn't played. They play Taranaki tomorrow.
Oh.
Auckland also played Tasman away.
Right.
We haven't won a game yet. But well done to the Hawke's Bay. You guys beat Wellington 45-19, which is a proper hiding.
Mm.
And then, Canterbury won the Shield 54-14 over Southland.
54. Oh.
Yeah.
Come on. Oh, God.
That's pretty brutal.
Canterbury are looking like a good squad this year.
They've got 28 points on the log. The next best team has 21.
All right, fantastic.
We got a points difference of 134.
Holy smokes! Yeah. Holy smokes! I think this is the first time I've ever worn a rugby jersey during one of our podcasts.
Yeah, they look all right. The old AIG, they don't sponsor the All Blacks anymore.
Actually, I just wore this because I'm a massive supporter of that insurance company, not the All Blacks.
What about pineapple?
You really trying to get repeat business from pineapple?
Love a bit of pineapple.
A little pineapple. Fantastic. Okay, well, you're rocking this. You don't have a, well, you could have worn an All Black jersey underneath, really. I'm sure you've got one.
It's just a t-shirt.
I'm sure you could have. You've got one at home.
Could have gone double blackness.
How many? You should have gone double blackness, I think. Tonight's the night for double black. And we got the hat.
Do have the hat.
Is that and that's an official one. That's not one you just got printed on.
This is Gaz's old one.
Really?
Yeah. When I started, because he collects hats.
Oh.
Fucking hundreds of hats, the guy. He had to chuck, when they moved houses, he chucked fucking hundreds of them out. Like, he had a All Blacks hat, a Wallabies hat. Was it the Otago hat? Like, he had heaps of Auckland rugby hats. I pinched heaps of his hats to start my channel.
Really?
I had more hats than jerseys when I first started the channel.
Really? Just Gaz's hats.
Gaz's hats, because Gaz was a hat man.
You could have called the channel Gaz's Hats. Gaz's Hats Rugby.
I wonder if it would have been as successful.
He,
whether this is successful or not is up for
one
debate.
One of my highlights of the night was, when your old man jumped on the halftime chat, and we hadn't mentioned there were a couple there, especially with the Bodie going up for the kick leading to a penalty. I was quite vocal about how I thought that was bullshit, and he jumped on one of the first things. He's like, what's his name? The name of the referee?
Carl Dixon.
He's not been great. Yeah, he hasn't really performed well. And you were like, is this gonna be 11 out of 20, because if you've ever watched any of Mark's
live streams, well, during a game, my dad always comes on at halftime and he has a wee rant, and he gives his referee rating.
And it's without doubt. I don't think I can remember a time where it hasn't been 12 out of 20.
He's fair.
Yeah, it's always 12. And you go, 12 out of 20, yeah, okay, it's pretty fair. I guess it's good.
People ask the questions, why not out of 10?
Yeah.
Why out of 20?
Nah.
That's the Gaza scale.
This Gaza scale is out of 20. And then, Zim McDermott was a bit shit. It wasn't impressive. And we were like, oh my God.
He's going to get 11?
He's going to get 11.
10?
He's going to be getting less than 12. This is going to be huge. It's, he said 6 out of 10.
He goes 6, and I'm like, he's really big. Oh, out of 10. Fuck. Okay.
Which is the same as 12 out of 20.
It's the same out of 12 out of 20.
But I felt the emotion behind it because he changed.
3 out of 5, maybe?
Yeah, because he changed the scale. Because he's changed the scale. He changed the scale. I was like, yeah. He was so bad he had to change the scale.
Exactly. So he's on a whole new scale.
Yeah. Because to me, for whatever reason, 6 out of 20, 6 out of 10.
Sounds worse than 12 out of 20.
Sounds worse than 12. I don't know why. Statistically, it's exactly the same. But 6 out of 10 sounds worse than 12 out of 20. So I got him. I understood where he was going.
No, 24 out of 40.
He was like, he couldn't quite bring himself to
give him 12. Give this fucker a 6 out of 10.
Couldn't give him 11, but he was like, I'm
fuck it, I'll just give him a 6 out of 10. Fuck
yeah,
it.
Exactly. I appreciate it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we love it, Gazza.
Legend, Gazza.
He told me the other day he actually watched a whole episode of this show.
No way.
So he might get to this point. If you are watching, cheers, Gazza.
You're a legend, Gazza. Absolute legend. Absolute legend.
If you want to see that for yourself, there's a live stream on my channel. You can watch it on demand.
Yes, we can.
A pineapple, but.
All right. Well, this has been
2 Cents Gets Distracted.
It's a rugby podcast. And we're happy boys. We're happy boys.
We may seem a bit de-energized. It's been a long day, and we're old men.
Yeah, that's right. We are old men, aren't we?
It's true.
Anyway, good on you, Mark. Well done.
Eden Park.
Eden Park, baby. Yeah.
Take care, everybody.
Ha-da-da.